Welcome to the Archer Institute blog, in audio. Today we are looking at something every agency principal knows too well, the CPD chase.
And by the chase, you mean the reminders at team meetings, the messages to the one person who never gets around to it, the mental note to check whether so-and-so actually renewed.
Exactly. The article is called How to Manage CPD for a Whole Team Without Chasing Staff. And the whole point is that the chasing does not have to land on you.
Which sounds obvious when you say it like that, but in practice, most principals are still doing it themselves.
They are. And the article starts by naming why that is a problem. When the principal is the chaser, two things go wrong.
What are they?
First, it eats your time on something that should never reach your desk. Second, it puts you in an odd role with your own team. You are nagging adults about training while also trying to lead and motivate them. It is a strange dynamic.
Yeah, that tension is real. You're meant to be the person they look to for direction, not the one chasing them about their online course.
And the other thing the article flags is that the system is fragile. It depends entirely on you remembering. The moment you are busy or traveling or focused on a big deal, the chasing stops and the dates start to drift.
And that is exactly when something slips past.
Right. So Archer built a model to take that off the principal's plate. The article walks through the sequence step by step.
Walk me through it.
First, when CPD is due, the reminder goes directly to the staff member by email and SMS. They own the task, so they get the prompt.
Not to the principal first.
Not to the principal at all at this stage. If the staff member does not act, Archer follows up the learner. The follow-up lands on the person who actually needs to do the work.
And then where does the principal come in?
Only after two ignored attempts. If two follow-ups from Archer get no response from the staff member, then the principal is notified. That is the trigger to step in, and not a moment sooner.
So you are only involved when it genuinely needs your authority behind it.
That is the line the article uses, actually. The chasing still happens, so nothing slips, but it happens between Archer and the learner. You enter the picture when something genuinely needs your authority.
I think a lot of principals would find that really useful just to hear framed that way. Control over the outcome without being the one sending the third reminder.
And the article is clear about that distinction. Control is about knowing your whole team is current and being able to see the progress. It was never really about you personally doing the nudging.
So what does visibility look like in this model? Can you actually see where everyone is up to?
Yes, there is team progress reporting. You can see who has finished, who is in progress, and who is due soon. The day-to-day nudging is off your plate, but you haven't lost sight of what is happening.
And I guess from the staff member's point of view, it's also better. The reminder comes from their training provider as a normal part of the course, not as pressure from the boss.
The article makes that point too. It is a different dynamic than getting a message from the principal about it.
Does the model explain why follow-up actually matters for completion rates? Because some people might think adults should just do it without being reminded.
The article addresses this directly. Most CPD does not get missed because someone refuses to do it. It gets missed because it is easy to put off and nobody is keeping it in front of the person.
It just quietly slides off the to-do list.
Exactly. Take away the follow-up and completion drops. Build it in and it climbs. The whole point is keeping the task visible to the one person who can finish it without relying on the principal to be the prompt.
What about teams with licenses across more than one state? Because I know CPD rules differ between NSW and QLD and the ACT.
That is covered too. Because this runs through a single agency relationship, there is bulk enrollment pricing, a dedicated account manager, and the compliance tracking follows each person's real deadline. So for a team licensed across multiple states, the reminder system tracks each person against the right rule for their state.
That is a meaningful difference. If you've got agents in two states, you don't want to be manually tracking two sets of deadlines on top of everything else.
And that is really the whole argument in the article. The infrastructure for tracking and following up should not sit in your head or your calendar.
So what should someone actually do if they're currently the CPD chaser for their office and they want to change that?
The article says that role can move off your desk this week. The full piece is on the Archer Institute blog, and it links through to how agency training works. Or you can just call the team directly.
And Archer offers nationally recognized online, self-paced training with real Australian-based support.
If you want to talk to someone about setting up tracking and reminders for your whole team, call 1-800-069-273. Thanks for listening.